This is the NCARB podcast, where you get an inside look at licensure, regulation, and the initiatives shaping the future of architectural practice. I'm your host, Andy McIntyre, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at NCARB. And this season, we're diving into Pathways to Practice, NCARB's multi-year effort to rethink how architects become licensed.
Architecture is the hardware to the software of life, right? It is fundamentally about that interaction, and it makes life easier if we have a built environment that works.
Across 8 episodes, we'll explore how licensure got to where it is today and where it needs to go next. We talk with architects, educators, regulators, and NCARB leaders about education, experience, and the exam, and why each of those pillars is evolving.
And that portion of school where you go from conceptual to real is also really challenging. It's not something you're really gently moved into. It's kind of like you're doing something that's flowy and crazy, and all of a sudden, wait, you actually have to make this work.
You'll hear how the NCARB competency standard was developed, how research is shaping future licensure models, and what a more flexible, competency-based approach could mean for candidates from a wide range of backgrounds.
So we've seen that in our data as the number of reciprocal licenses starts to decrease a little bit, but that number of individuals who are licensed holds steady.
We also tackle the big questions. Why does licensure look the way it does today? Where do candidates face the biggest barriers? And how can we expand access without lowering standards?
Not everybody fits into the same mold. And so having different pathways to licensure, I think, is really important.
Whether you're a licensure candidate, an educator, a firm leader, or a regulator, this season offers clarity, context, and transparency into one of the most important conversations facing the profession.
Does this requirement to complete all divisions of the exam place an unfair burden on any one group or other?
This is Pathways to Practice, only on the NCARB podcast. Please follow the link in the show notes, subscribe now, and join us as we explore the future of architectural licensure.
Hey, it's Mark here with a quick heads up before we jump into today's episode. We just launched a brand new free 3-part webinar series called the Small Firm Breakthrough Series, and I want you to join us. If you've been struggling with profitability, delegation, or building simple systems to manage your projects, this is for you. Over 3 sessions, we'll give you the tools, the templates, and clarity you need to build a stronger, more sustainable architecture firm. And it's totally free, open to all architects, and you'll even earn 3 AIA CEUs. The first session kicks off Thursday, September 4th, so don't wait. Register now at entrearchitect.com/breakthrough. That's entrearchitect.com/breakthrough. All right, let's get into the show. My name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where each week I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, and you're listening to another solo sessions here at Entree Architect Podcast. Thanks for joining me. If you caught last week's episode, they're not hiring you for your drawings. You know we're diving deep into this big question that's on a lot of people's minds. What happens to us, small firm architects, when AI and automation take over more and more of what we do? In that episode, we talked about trust over task. Trust over task. The shift from expert to guide, and the increasing value of human-to-human connection. But that left me thinking, for this week, how do you actually become irreplaceable in a world that's moving faster than ever? What will we do as architects? That's what we're diving into today. This is a topic that I care about deeply. I've been thinking about this quite a bit lately, not just for myself, but for you, for our community, and for the profession of architecture. So let's get into it. Let's start with the hard truth. There was a time not too long ago when being a licensed professional came with a built-in moat. You had the credentials, you had the software, you had the gatekeeping, and that gave you security. But that moat, it's shrinking rapidly. Right now, someone halfway around the world is generating a set of drawings with AI faster and cheaper than ever before. Clients can bypass you with an online permit package. I've seen it. It's happening right now. And the platforms are rising up that promise design solutions with just a few clicks. But here's what most people get wrong. Being irreplaceable has nothing to do with how much you know today, and everything to do with how you make people feel. You don't become irreplaceable by clinging to your expertise. You become irreplaceable by becoming a category of one. And that starts with your mindset. Most architects were trained to be technicians. Solve the problem, draw the detail, follow the rules. And to be fair, that's important. But it's not enough anymore. If you want to thrive, if you want to lead, you need to evolve from a technician to a strategic advisor, a creative partner, a visionary leader. That's a different energy. It's not about what you do, it's about how you think. It's not about being accurate, it's about being insightful. Technicians can be replaced. Technicians will be replaced. Leaders, never. So let me give you five practical commitments that will set you on your path to becoming irreplaceable, no matter what the future throws at us. Commitment number one, build authority, not just portfolio. This is an ongoing theme for me for years. Build authority, not just portfolio. Stop relying on your work to speak for itself. Great design is expected from architects. Authority is earned. Start sharing your thinking. Post about how you solve problems. Write a weekly insight on LinkedIn. Host a simple Q&A webinar for your community. Become known for your clarity, not just your craft. The goal isn't to brag. The goal is to educate. People trust what they understand, and they remember who helped them understand it. Commitment number two, shift from deliverables to outcomes. Shift from deliverables to outcomes. Your drawings are not the product. The result is. Your drawings are not the product. The result is. The smoother permitting process, that's the product. A dream home with fewer change orders, that's the product. Peace of mind during construction, that is the product. When you sell outcomes, not just documents, you elevate yourself from a vendor to a partner. You're not selling what you do, you're selling what they become because of what you do. You're selling what they become because of what you do. Let's take a quick break to say thank you to our sponsors for their support of this episode. Gain lessons learned and credits earned with Arcademy, ArcCAT's continuing education program. Listen to popular episodes of the Detailed podcast and earn AIA-approved HSW credits. Yes, you heard that right, HSW credits for episodes of Detailed podcast. Listen to an episode, check out the learning objectives, and use what you've learned while listening to take the course. The program is free, it's simple, and can be found at arcat.com under the resources tab, or just go to arcat.com/arcademy. That's arcat.com/arcademy. That's arcat.com/arcademy. Please visit our sponsors today and thank them. Thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. Commitment number three, systematize the low value, humanize the high value. Systematize the low value, humanize the high value. Use technology, use AI, automate the repetitive stuff. That's not cheating. That's called operating intelligently. But take that time that you save and reinvest it into the human side of your business. Send a handwritten note. Make a surprise client call just to say thank you. Record a quick video walkthrough to explain a design decision that you made. People won't remember the PDFs and the drawings. They will remember how you made them feel. Commitment number 4, say no to the wrong work. This might sound counterintuitive when you're talking about being irreplaceable, but trust me, saying no is a power move. When you say no to misaligned projects, you protect your energy, you protect your team, you protect your reputation. And here is the real magic. When you say no to the wrong clients, you create space for the right ones to find you. Irreplaceable people don't try to be everything to everyone. They are everything to someone. Commitment number 5, develop your specific point of view. This is your secret weapon for becoming irreplaceable. Develop your point of view. If you don't stand for something, you're just another option. But when you share a clear, compelling point of view, you magnetize the right people. Take my friend James Ray Polk, a longtime member of our community and a mastermind member and the founder of Music in Architecture. His approach, he literally merges two worlds, architecture and music, into one creative practice. His site says, "We speak the language of music and the language of architecture. We infuse harmony, rhythm, and groove into architecture. That is unforgettable. That is specific." James isn't offering just another set of concept drawings. He's offering a symphony, the experience of designing not just with dimensions, but with rhythm and soul. His services reinforce that. He's upfront about what he doesn't do. No permit packages, no stamps, no construction documents. Instead, he focuses on early stage design, conceptualization, visualization, and advisory work that's infused with musicality and human connection. He is a specific architect who works specifically with people who want to infuse musicality into their architecture, because he's crystal clear on who he serves and how he adds value. Clients seeking that harmonious, poetic approach come to him, not the other way around. That's how you go from being one of many to being one of a kind. When you clarify and own your point of view, what makes your approach unique, human, and memorable, you stop being just another vendor and become the one. So here's the good news. Everything you need to become irreplaceable, it's not some secret or AI tool or $10,000 course. It's already in you. Your story, your perspective, your empathy, your leadership as an architect. No machine can match that. So stop asking, how do we compete with AI? Start asking, how do I become more me than ever before? Because you, authentically, consistently, confidently, that's what your clients are actually hiring. That's what your clients actually want. Be the one they can't replace. Thanks for being here today. If this message hit home, if this resonated with you, if it helped you see your value in a new light, let me know. Please let me know. Shoot me a DM, tag me, email me. I want to hear from you. Do you like these solo sessions? If you want to be surrounded by other architects who are thinking this way, building this way, and leading this way, come join us inside the Entree Architect Network. We're building more than businesses. We're building the future of this profession, one human connection at a time. Visit entrearchitect.com for the details and come join us today. Next week, I'll be back with a new interview, same time, same place. Until then, stay bold, stay human, and stay irreplaceable. Love, learn, and share. If you liked this episode of Entree Architect Podcast, please share a link to this episode with a friend. Either just click the share button or highlight the URL and send the link to this episode with a friend, because that's how Entree Architect has grown to serve thousands more architects just like you. Throughout the 10 plus years of Entree Architect, that's how we've grown, architect to architect. So I would love for you to share this episode and all the episodes with one friend every week. We'd love that. And thank you to our sponsors for this episode. We don't have an episode if there's no sponsors. So thank you to our sponsors. Links to those sponsors, which you should go visit and click, and all the resources that we discussed today for this specific episode, they are all available at entrearchitect.com/podcast. Every episode that we've recorded is there, entrearchitect.com/podcast. Go click the links to the sponsors and say hello. Entree Architect is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network. You should go visit that at gablemedia.com. That is the next evolution of interactive media and resources for the AEC community. You can now earn continuing education credits for listening to select episodes of this podcast, Entree Architect Podcast. Yes, AIA CEUs for listening to a podcast. It's there, and many other podcasts are there as well. And you can listen to all of them and get credit. Learn more about our program, Gable Members Program, at the gablemedia.com/members website. That's gablemedia.com/members. And if you are a small firm architect, join us today at Entree Architect Network. That is the worldwide organization for small firm entrepreneur architects. If you own your own architecture firm, you are an entrepreneur architect. You are an Entree Architect. With weekly live group business coaching, yep, we have business coaching there, monthly live business training with AIA CEUs, two a month, so 24 AIA credits per year, including 12 of those are HSWs. We have them in the membership. Business resources, all the resources you need to run your business, special session webinars, mastermind groups, and a thriving community of small firm architects just like you. Hundreds of architects are there waiting for you to join. So we provide the support and encouragement you need to succeed as a small firm architect. I know that you haven't been trained as a business person when you launched your firm. That's what we do. Come learn how to run a business at Entree Architect Network. And today you can go join right now for free for 30 days at this link, entrearchitect.com/30days will give you free 30 days for membership. Go check it out at entrearchitect.com/30days, and I will see you there. Thank you for listening to this episode of Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I want you to remember three words: love, learn, share. Have a great day. Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.
Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.